This is Jackson Peterson, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Humboldt, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network on this Tuesday, August the 27th. I'm Randy Conan in studio. We'll hear reports from Tyler Donaldson, Melissa Hammer, and Don Wick. First of all, we got widely scattered rains moving east-northeast out of the pretty much the upper Midwest here, Dakotas, Minnesota, this morning. Did see some isolated showers across parts of the region yesterday afternoon and evening. Just a few of the end-on rainfall totals. Becker, Minnesota, yesterday, inch 9, and then another 61 hundredths after midnight this morning as of 6 a.m. Campbell, Minnesota, reporting 42 hundredths from yesterday. Fox Home at 24 hundredths. Rossay, 33 hundredths. Dunn out in west central North Dakota had 42 hundredths overnight here now. Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer got started in the western part of North Dakota yesterday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Melissa Hammer has more.
Out on the Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, the second stop of the day was with Paul Hagen of Mid-State Ag out of McCluskey, North Dakota. Hagen said the beginning of the season had to be timely.
It was cold, it was wet. When I put this plot in, it took me 2 days to put it in because I got chased out by rain. Evidently, I must be a fair weather farmer because I have no cab, no lights. So it was get it in between thunder showers and got it in. And Jeff has done a phenomenal job of keeping it clean with the Enlist traits, using Enlist 1 or Enlist Duo 2,4-D. There's no kochia or anything in here, so it's a nice, clean field. It's fun to walk in.
Hagen is looking for growing degrees going forward to finish out the season.
Oh, yeah, it's been up and down. We've had a lot of moisture, which everybody's thankful for. We could use some good old-fashioned sunshine, though. You know, our GDUs are down. We're probably around, about 150 degrees where we should be right now. I think the last I looked last week, a report from Larry Lunder was we were at 1870, you know, so we're about 150 down from there. But this coming week is supposed to be promising warm, sunny weather, so that will help a lot.
Reporting Agriculture's Business on the Red River Farm Network, I'm Melissa Hammer.
And that Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer continued to move west Monday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
The final stop of the day for the Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer was with North Shore Seed at Garrison, North Dakota. Jason Foss says it was an unusual start to the year.
You know, up here in Garrison, we saw a lot of moisture in the spring like everyone else did. Very, very wet May and June, and there were a lot of obstacles, but we started with moisture, which in the last 4 or 5 years we haven't been used to. So it was kind of a nice thing after they got rolling that we had some moisture to start with.
There was a time every third day it seemed like we were getting some rain.
Yeah, you know, and then after that shut off, I'd like to talk to the person that runs the spigot because we really could use some moisture. I know guys in harvest now are not wanting to stop for any moisture, but we have some late season crops that could really use another shot.
The canola harvest is underway in this Garrison area.
The crop's looking really good. I think we've had some stress because the yields are there. They're better than average. However, they were expecting to be better with the way the year started off.
Let's talk about corn in this area. What's the season been like there?
Again, starting off with some really good moisture, and we were struggling for the GDUs. We got it here late in the season, and now again we need some moisture. But from what I've seen, I walked a cornfield earlier this morning, and it's looking really good.
The Red River Farm Network will be moving northeast. We'll be starting our day at Rock Lake, which is in north central North Dakota today. The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour is presented by Pioneer. I'm Don Wick.
USDA's weekly crop progress and condition report yesterday afternoon. U.S. corn condition dropping 2 points to 65% good to excellent. 84% of the corn is in the dough stage. 46% is denting nationwide. 11% of that crop is mature. Soybean conditions nationwide down 1 point from last week to 67% good to excellent. 89% of the soybeans setting pods. 6% dropping leaves. Spring wheat harvest nationwide rose 20% week over week to 51% harvested. This is the Red River Farm Network. Tuesday farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Weather forecast a little bit cooler this week. Pioneer field agronomist Larry Lunder says the crop in western North Dakota needs some heat.
I've tracked this most of the summer, and we've been anywhere from 100 to about 200, maybe a little more in some spots behind what would be considered normal. So we're going to need some heat to finish. This happens more often than people remember. We came off of last year where we had good heat, nice warm nights, never struggled to bring anything to maturity. So this year was bound to be a little tougher, and it has been. Hopefully, if September treats us right and some of the advanced forecasts looks like it might, we'll get everything to that physiological maturity and do just fine. But really nice crop sitting out there for western North Dakota. Now we'll just see how Mother Nature treats us.
South Dakota's corn crop rated 73% good to excellent. 84% is in the dough stage. 22% is dented. Soybeans are rated 72% good to excellent with pod set at 87%. 1% of South Dakota soybeans are dropping leaves, and the spring wheat, 83% harvested. 95% of sunflowers are blooming in South Dakota. North Dakota is 63% of the soybeans rated good to excellent with 77% setting pods. 1% is dropping leaves. 43% of the spring wheat is harvested. Right, that's right near the 44% average. 72% of North Dakota's corn is rated good to excellent. 49% in the dough stage. That's well behind last year's 75% and 65% average. 5% of the corn is dented. 84% of the canola is coloring behind the 90% average, and 14% of the canola has been harvested. In Minnesota, 78% of Minnesota's corn reaching the dough stage, that according to the National Ag Statistics Service. 19% is dented, 5% of the corn crop is mature. Silage harvest, 6% complete, 89% of the soybeans in Minnesota are setting pods. That's 8 days behind last year and the average. 5% of the soybeans have begun coloring. Professional dairy producers hosting a workshop on September 18th in Madison, Wisconsin. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
With the announcement of the largest changes to U.S. milk pricing regulations in decades, professional dairy producers are partnering with Rank Agribusiness, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Cornell University, Dairy Markets and Policy, and University of Wisconsin Extension to host a workshop reviewing the implications that the proposal is likely to have industry-wide. PDP Communications and Outreach Specialist Shelley O'Leary says the workshop's aimed to help dissect some of the many aspects of the proposal.
We're going to take a look at why USDA is making these recommendations in the first place, why are they making them now, and what is their aim. We'll discuss the specifics of the proposed milk pricing changes, but we're also going to take a look at what will remain unchanged if this proposal is voted in. We're going to discuss how these changes could pave the way for further adjustments under the Farm Bill. We'll explore the potential impacts on dairy processing companies as well as other input suppliers to the dairy chain, and consumers. We want to always remember, how will this impact our final customer, the consumer?
O'Leary says that there are so many changes in this new proposal that there are just as many questions. So the hope is that the workshop can help dairy professionals and groups to come together and get up to date on everything going on with the new proposal.
Some of the specific questions we're going to be asking include, where are we right now in this change-making process? What does the process look like for dairy producers to vote on whether or not they're going to want to accept these changes? And further, how do various dairy industry organizations view the potential impacts on their part in the dairy industry? And how do these proposed changes correlate to the potential for additional changes under the Farm Bill?
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Get the latest news, weather updates anytime by listening to the Red River Farm Network podcast. You can find that at rrfn.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. ACH Seeds Homegrown Giving Award is in its third year. The award grants $10,000 to six regional ag-related groups to fund projects directly benefiting their communities. ACH Seed Crystal Brand sales leader Andy Finkrell says they're receiving more and more submissions each year.
This is our third year, and ACH Seeds Crystal Brand Beet Seed, where we sell our seeds, kind of break that into six different regions. And so in each of the regions, we look for nominations for charitable organizations or nonprofit or just local community organizations that that help the overall community. The word's still getting out, but, you know, we've had some really good response. You know, we've had up to 20, over 20 nominations for one region. And they vary. They have a great, all of them are almost always very worthy of helping the community.
And Finkrell says they're already looking ahead to next spring and next year's submissions.
I would encourage anybody that might read this or hear this that start looking next spring to make nominations again. So think about an organization that's important to you in these rural areas where sugar beets are grown. And you can go to achseeds.com and kind of keep track of when the program's open, when nominations are open, and kind of learn more about the program, too. So I would just encourage people to participate next spring and start thinking about it now, who would be a good recipient of this $10,000 donation.
One of this year's Homegrown Giving Awards winners was Renville County, Minnesota's Renville County West FFA. Renville County West FFA advisors Megan Beckendorf and Jason Stewig say the money will be put to good use with some much-needed upgrades in their machine shop.
We're going to be able to update some of our equipment we have that's getting a little outdated. Some of my welding equipment goes back to 1950. Still works good, but it's not what industry has today or what's out there today. So I look at it as it's really nice to have this as a way and the support of this, like to see these people willing to put money out into programs to help us improve the programs and what we're offering for our kids.
Beckendorf sees the award as a strong way of reinvesting in the community.
So a big thing for us was shop equipment for our FFA students and our high school ag students, so that way they are ready for the workforce and determine what they want to do in their future capacity for occupation-wise and career. A big thing that we push for is we want our students to come back into our community. And so providing these opportunities helps them understand, you know, these are job potentials for our area. And with that, another big part of this money that's going towards FFA is going to be allocated towards field trips for our students in our local community and surrounding communities to show them careers that they might not have thought of.
Checking markets before you leave you this morning. We're mixed here this morning with wheat right now trading half penny higher in Kansas City. We're down 2 cents in Minneapolis, down 3 in Chicago. Corn's down a penny right now, and soybeans trading 1 to 2 cents lower. Canola in the overnight session up almost $6 a metric ton. On the farm calendar, again, the Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour presented by Pioneer continuing today. Be listening for continued reports online and in the social media and on the air with Don Wick and Melissa Hammer traveling across portions of North Dakota once again today. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network. Oh.